Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Pei Dalid, and we are on Pei Gimel on the base. Just one announcement: there is today. It was Nifter yesterday. Shmuel ben Pinchas, Sidney Marcus, who is the father of one of our listeners, one of our web talmidim, Heshi Marcus. So the family should have. I don't think you say Nechama yet because the kfura didn't take place yet, but. After the Kfura, the family Shev Nechama and Hamachim Yenachim Osam. Again, the Marcus family, Shmuel ben Pinchas. Our lima today should be Le'ilui Nishmaso, as his neshama is still here. Okay, we are on Pei Gimel Amid Beis. Pei Gimel Amid Beis. And we just spoke about the machlokas between the Mishnah and the Braisa about where Omer and Shtei HaLechem is spoken about in the Mishnah. Where does it come from? Does it come from Chadash? Does it come from Yashan? Does it come from Eretz Yisrael? Does it come from Chutz La'aretz? So the Mishnah said it comes from Eretz Yisrael and it comes from Chadash. That is what the... Thank you. That is what the Mishnah said. The Braisa said, Masisa Deloki Aitana. The Braisa said that even if it comes from Yashan, it is kosher. But Chiser Mitzvah, you lost out on the Mitzvah L'chadchila of bringing it from Chadash. And we had the Psukim to teach us that it could even come from the Aliyah. And we said, what about the Psukim? Reishis, Chadasha? No, that's just Lo Mitzvah. The Rambam is a little difficult, the Poskim note, and that is because the Rambam Paskins, in Hilchos Tmidin, in Perek Ches, Halacha Beis, seems to Paskin like the Braisa. Shtei Halechem Einan Ba'in Ela Min Ha'aretz. Umin hachadash shenemar mimosh vosechem tavi olechem tenufa shtei alechem only comes. That's the context here. Shvuas and Tzvirus Omer. Shtei alechem comes from chadash and Eretz Yisrael. Lo matz o chadash yaviu min aliyah. If you didn't find chadash, you bring from the old, from the aliyah, from your attic. So all the Kesef Mishnah here and the Mari Kirkus here asks. The Ravid just says halacha zu behefich, without explaining himself. Classic Ravid, just the opposite. On which point? What is he talking about? Just says the opposite. So the Kesef Mishnah says, Rabbeinu Pasuk HaBraisa, V'yesh L'Tamua, Lama Hiniach HaMishnah U'Pasuk HaBraisa. Why did he do that? The Efshar Shalazem is Kavan HaRaibit. Maybe that's what the Raibit has in mind by saying Halacha Zuba Hefech. So it must be, says the Kesef Mishnah, and this is what the Mari Kirkus suggests as well, it must be that the Rambam understands that the Machlokes is even the Mishnah, so to speak, also agrees that b'di'evit, if you don't have anything else, you know, you're not stuck. You bring Yashan if you have any choice. That's what the Mefarshim say, even though it's somewhat difficult, because it sounds like from the Mishnah, the way the Gemara presents it, is that the Mishnah has got to be from Chadash, and the Braisa, it's okay, it's from Yashan. It doesn't sound like we're talking about L'chadachila b'di'evit. That's dafka not how the Gemara understood it, because then you could have had no steer at all. You could have had the Braisa is b'di'evit, and the Mishnah is L'chadachila. But the Gemara did not say that. Right? That's what Tosfos said in Dibur Maschil Masnison. Where Tosfos said, "Ein ba'in lav lechadchila mashva." The lashon of "ein ba'in" doesn't sound like it is lechadchila, but that is a shita of the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Tmidim. Okay, so we are up to the last line, I think. Right, last line. So the Gemara says, "Ad kan lo pligi ala b'chadash." The machlokas whether shtei alechem cut from chadash or from yashan. That is what is discussed. Avol ba'aretz lo pligi. But regarding Eretz Yisrael, they both agree. Regarding Eretz Yisrael, they both agreed. Omer v'shtei alechem me'aretz in mechutz la'aretz lo. But regarding Eretz Yisrael, that issue is not up for discussion in the Mishnah or the Braisa. Only chadash and yashan, but not Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "Basdisan deloki hai tana." These previous Braisa and Mishnah opinions are not like the following Braisa, the following opinion. The Tanya, because the Braisa says, "Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer ba mechutz la'aretz. Omer could even come from chutz la'aretz. Umani makayim v'chisavo el la'aretz." Doesn't it say, well, when you come to the land, doesn't that say it's only in Eretz Yisrael? Shalom ischaibu ba'omer konim shniklus olaretz. No, it means a time frame. When you come to the land, that's when the mitzvah of Omer is going to start, wherever you are. That's not telling you a geographical point, just a chronological point. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, so it will be noik everywhere. The kesavar, what's the svara here? Why can you bring chadash from anywhere? The kesavar, chadash b'chutz la'aretz daraisi. Because this opinion holds that the Isser of Chadash is the Oraisa everywhere. Dichsiv mi moshvav sechem. as it says, from your moshavos, komakom shatam, sorry, a Raman Yerodea, Reish Tzadik, at the end, Hilchos Chadash. Dechsev, mi moshvoseichem, Reish Tzadik Gimel. Komakom shatem yoshvim mashma. Moshvoseichem means any place where you are living, where you are dwelling. So that is a sheet in the Tanaim that the Isser of Chadash applies everywhere. V'chisavo uzman biyahu. And v'chisavo in that context only means when you come and not a geographical point. And now this is the punchline. V'kivan d'oraisahi akruve navi makriven. Once you say that the Isser of Chadash is d'oraisa everywhere, so the ability to bring Chadash also is everywhere. Because it makes sense, says Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, that the mitzvah could be brought from wherever the Isser applies. So if the Isser could apply everywhere on a daraisa level, so the mitzvah applies everywhere on a daraisa level. So that's why you can bring it from everywhere. What are the Tanaim Rishonim hold? The Mishnah, the Braisa. Do they have to hold that Chadash Chutz La'aretz is Drabanan? Do they have to say that? Or the other choice is that even if you hold Chadash, the Isra of Chadash daraisa, it could be the mitzvah of Chadash is not exactly parallel, and the mitzvah of Chadash has to come from Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to be mad about the. That's a jump. The last line is a jump, but that is what the Gemara assumes. Rabbi Yehuda says you do make that jump. You make the jump from the Isser to the mitzvah. Okay. The Sfasemis here points out that this shita of Rabbi Yehuda is only by. I'm sorry, the Karanora is only by Omer. What about Shtei Halachem? What about Shtei Alechem? Would that be more Chamor or more Kal? His whole Svar is the Omer. The Omer is there to matir the grain all over in the whole world. So if it's matir the grain in the whole world, and the Israel applies in the whole world, then you can bring it from the whole world. What about Shtei Alechem? Shtei Alechem is Ba Minaris. Shtei Alechem is coming to matir also for Mikdash. So would you say it's the same thing? So the Karanara says you could say it's in either direction. It's more Kal or it's more Chamor. Says the Karen Ore. Tzorach ledaktik, b'shtei halechem, ma omer of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. What would he say? L'chora mashva deba omer l'chud polig. Why does he only mention Omer? So it sounds like just the pashas of the Brisa that he would only argue on the Omer. And therefore, the shtei halechem, he would agree, have to be from Eretz Yisrael. That's because he lotei mahachi, amaylo omer l'travayu. Omer v'shtei halechem ba'mechutz l'aretz. So, number one, Eliyesh Lomar, the Kol Shekeinu, or you might say it's a Kol Shekein. Im HaOmer, Sheba LaHatir HaIsr Gam BeMedina, BaMechutz LaAretz. If the Omer, which is a pervasive Matir, is coming to be Matir, the Isr everywhere, is okay from Chutz LaAretz, then Shtei HaLechem, Shelo Ba'e LaHatir BeMikdash, to BaMechutz LaAretz. So Shtei HaLechem is doing less. So if the Omer, which has to accomplish a lot, has a lower standard, could come from Chutz La'aretz, surely Shtei Alechem. So on the one hand, you might say that Shtei Alechem surely could come from Chutz La'aretz, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Bikvar Hevi Achia Gaon Zal, my brother already told me, the Yeshbari Shonim Zal, the B'Shtei Alechem Kuliyam Amoda, to Baman Aretz Dafka. But he says, but I know some other opinions say that maybe Shtei Alechem, no, the opposite. You might limit it, even though it's trying to accomplish less, Shtei Alechem might have to be more limited. Doesn't sound that way. And also, you never find anywhere something what area of halacha do you find that the Shtei Alechem is going to be more chomer than the omer? You never find that. So therefore, says the Karen Ora, I think we would say that it's a kol shekein, that he would say even by Shtei Alechem, or surely by Shtei Alechem, you could bring it from Chutz La'aretz, even though there might be others that disagree. Okay, that's just the point of Shtei Alechem. Let's continue there now. Oh, before we continue, so we spoke about the Isser of the Omer, and we spoke about the Shitos that say, just here, that the Isser of Chadash applies on a Doraisa level. So this is the famous discussion of the Ramah in Yerodea, in Siman Reish Tzadik Gimel. Exactly, what is the heter for those who don't hold of Chadash, Bizman Hazeh, those who eat Chadash before the second day of Pesach? It's a big mystery. The Gemara says it, and the Mishnah says it. The Mishnah, the Gemara, the Rishonim, everyone holds there's an Isra of Chadash, even a Chutz La'aretz Pashtus. Right? That's what everybody seems to hold. The Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, Isra Reis HaDeGimel, in Yerodea. Right? It's Lamaisa, so it's in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Isra Chadash Noe Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'Chutz La'aretz. Bein B'Shei Yisrael, Bein B'Shei Ovid Kochavim. Pretty clear. The Isra Chadash applies everywhere, and everybody's crop. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Tevuah, and what's the Isser? Tevuah shalo shrisha kodim letez zayin b'nisan asura. You have a Omer Abba. Any tevuah that does not take root before the 16th day of Nisan is asur until the following Pesach. That's clear. So in Eretz Yisrael, kimat everyone holds of it. Right, the hechsherim don't give hechsherim if it is chadash. But and this time of year, there's no problem. But what about September, October, November time? And you know, there is chadash, and chutz laaretz many do not hold of it. More and more are. But what's the hatter? There's a famous Ramah. The Ramah says famous but unusual Ramah. Ramah right here in Reis Halei Gimel says mikom akom. Kol stam tvua shari la'achar Pesach. Your chadash is asar, but if you have stam tvua, you have unknown tvua in front of you, it's mutter. It's mutter la'achar Pesach. Why? Mikolach svek sveka. Because of a svek sveka. Safeki mishana sha'avra. Maybe it's last year's crop. V'yimtem salomar mishana zu. And even if you want to say it's this year's crop, mikol makom delma nishu shakodim ha'omer. Maybe he took root before the omer. Even if it's this year's crop, Svek Sveka. So the Achronim asked two bomb kashas on the Ramah. Kash number one on the Ramah is, today most of the time is not a Safek. Most of the time you can figure it out. You look at the cereal box for the cereals that have the grain, and you can check by the cereal number, the other type of cereal, right? The cereal number on the cereal box, and you can find out exactly which farm it came from and when it was cut. So it's not a Safek. It's just a laziness. Not a Safek. So that's number one problem with the Ramaz. How can you say this is stam tvua, right? The Shach says, what does stam tvua mean? Klomar, stam tvua she'enu yadua im nishu shakodim la'omer. Right? But if it's known, im yadua she'rov minosa tvua lo nishu shakodim la'omer, on Israel achra omer, then you lose, it's not a sveksveka. Number one. Number two, the Yechodim ask a more inherent question on the Ramah. This is a sveksveka? It's one suffix. You just formulated it differently. Maybe it's last year's tefuah, and even if it's this year's, maybe it took root before the Omer. It's one shaila. Did it take root before or after last year's Omer? What kind of svek svek is that? So that's why many of the Achronim leave the Ramah b'tzarech iyun. What does the Ramah mean? Very difficult Ramah. This is the but this is what the Ramah says. That's why many Achronim say it's better to try to be makpid than any other heterim. Any other heterim. So there's the heter of the Bach and of the later Achronim as well. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes one. The Bach, this famous story, it's quoted that the Baal Shem Tov was going to come out and tells all his chassidim to be makpid for Yashan, and he had the Bach came to him in a dream the night before he was going to do it, and he said, you don't be malshin on the previous generations, I defended them, and I came up with a svara, so don't be malshin on them. Okay, that's the story, except for he did it. Okay, but that's the Bach. What does the Bach say? The Bach says, Shel Akum is not Da'oraisa. Shel Akum is not Da'oraisa. He goes down that derech of Akum is not Da'oraisa. So Akum is not Da'oraisa, and then it's a Safek. So Safek, Da'raban al-Kula, that you can rely on that heter. But the Aruch HaShulchan has a different pshat. The Aruch HaShulchan, in Reisa the Gimel, he explains this based on a couple of shitas. He quotes an Arzarua. He says, we just found the Arzarua recently. Baruch Hashem. It was just found. They didn't have it for hundreds of years. And the Arzarua quotes many, many Rishonim that hold that Chadash in Chutz La'aretz is only Durabanan. Like that shita in the Gemara. Chadash in Chutz La'aretz is only Durabanan. He says, Deika adi hachi viga adi hachi, loitmer hilchza lo kamar velo kamar, viga shasa tchak, islanu lismoch al sta mishnah vitanam vamoram, de savri, chadash bechutz laaretz de rabbanan, velo chayshinan lesveka, ad kan lashono. That's the language of the Arzarua. Klomar, if you don't know, lefize niskanu lanu tamir abosinu amekilim, vidvarm beruim kishemesh, vi omale rao agdolim, shetarchu limsohetu lefigodil atzar, me isr zeb abdina shalanu. If all the previous generations, including the Shulchan Aruch, would have seen this Arzarua, how all these Rishonim said that because it's difficult to try to figure it out and to get the grain, you can rely on all of those Rishonim that hold Chutz La'aretz is Durabanan, they would have been matur too. That's his chiddush. Lo hayu marichin bepulpula machareisha derech yasha lefaneinu meyagon kadmo sharzarua. Because after all, the Arzarua, the rabbi of the Maharam, who's the rebbe of the Rosh, who tava shabbos seder b'maidosus, goes through the whole yichus. So therefore, he says it is drabanan. That's you just got to do one more step. He says chutz laaretz is drabanan, and then one more step. We know by many surim drabanan that have to do with items of eating, Chazal were only gozer derabanan on the lands that are samach to Eretz Yisrael. But the lands that are not samach, they weren't gozer on a derabanan level. Like you have Syria and you have other examples like that. We spoke about Eivor HaYarden yesterday, even if it isn't, but it still might have the status on a derabanan level. That's the chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan. Because Chalas Chutz La'aretz, you can rely on the shittas that say derabanan, and you can say that V'kivat Avad derabanan, Dara Parshut, Kamash Kazav Agdolim, Shalom Gazra Al Medinos Arachokos Me'Eretz Yisrael, to call mitzvahs Atliyas Ba'aretz, Kisha Gazra Rabbanan Chutz La'aretz, Lo Gazra Rak Al Medinos Akrolos La'aretz Yisrael, Kamo Trumu Sumaisus, Rak B'chala Gazra. Because the Chiyav Hashas Gilgal, the Yod Chadash Kila Tuva Mitzvahs and Maestros goes through, but that is the big heter of the Aruch HaShulchan. Mishabura though said Mishabura and Hilchas Sfiras Omer and Aruch Chaim, he says better not to rely on any of the Aterim. Yeah.
So he's saying where it's harvested is what matters. So it's harvested in Chutz
La'aretz. Where it grows, if it grows in a place that's not near Eretz Yisrael.
And if they brought it afterwards.
But so what if they brought it? So what? It goes by when it took root. That's the rule of Chadash. Goes when it took root. Okay. Okay, that is the Aruch HaShulchan and the Bach and the Ramah in Reish Tzadik Gimel. But again, our Gemara clearly explains Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda as going like the Shita of Daraisa. Okay, Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah there in Shkalim. So all the action, much of the action on this daf is on the words right before the two dots and on the words right after the two dots. So we just spoke about the words right before the two dots about Omer. So now we're going to talk about the words right after the two dots. Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah says in Shkalim, Shomrei Svichin B'Shvias. Those who guard the svichin. Svichin are items that grow by itself. Shomri svichin b'shvias. What do you mean items that grow by itself? We know that one is not allowed to work the land in Shemitah. Right? One is allowed to eat. The Ramban even counts it as a separate mitzvah daraisa to eat the fruit of shvias. Kedushas peir shvias. You could eat it. You could drink wine made out of shvita wine. Shvita fruit. But you just can't destroy it. Right? Lach lavlo l'schora, lach lavlo l'abda. So, what do you do though, wonders the Mishnah? You have grain, and we know the grain during a Shemitah year is all hefker, but we want to make sure that we have enough grain for the following year to bring chadash. Right? We need the grain that grew new. So, for the Omer, for the Shkia Lechem. So, what do? So, they set up watchmen. They set up watchmen to guard some of the fields, so that we would make sure to have enough for the Omer and the Shtiel Lechem. So the or at least the Omer, we're focusing on. So Shomrei Svichin B'Shvias, those who guard Svichin, those who guard what grows by itself during Shemitah, one who guards the Svichin. Right, Rashi in the Ksav Yad says, Shelo Yilketu Ha'aniyim, we don't want the Aniyim to take all of it, right, it's Hefker. So what's the Halacha? Notlin Schar Mitzvah Selishka, they take their pay from the Tumas Alishka, right? They get paid by the Beis HaMikdash, right? They're public workers, so they get paid by the Beis HaMikdash. Let's continue a little bit, and then we will talk about that line. Rami Le, Rami Bar Chama, Rav Chisda. Rami Bar Chama, yes, Rav Chisda, 1 minute. Tanan, we have this Mishnah that we just quoted. Shomri Svichin B'Shvias. Don't Lenskar Mi Tumas Alishka, that the Shomri Svichin take their payment, their wages from Chumas Alishka, Viraminu, La Achlov Lola Srefa, but don't we know that you're not allowed to destroy Perish Vias? So what are they doing with Perish Vias? They're gonna take it and they're gonna burn it for the carbon of Omer? They're gonna burn part of it. At least the Kemitza. They're gonna burn part of it. So what the Shealachem is not, right, is eaten, but the Omer, so what are they gonna, how can they use this for a Perish, for the Omer? So Gemara says, Amalei Rachmana. So Rav Chisda answered him. The Torah says, Amalecha. I'm sorry, Amalei, Rachmana Amar Lecha L'Doro Seichem, V'yat Amar Tibatel. But there's a mitzvah that says the Omer is L'Doro Seichem for generations. So you're saying, every 7 years skip the mitzvah. So what are you supposed to do? I mean, you have any other option? So Amalei says, V'chad Mika Minana Tibatel. L'Aisim Edish Takid. I'm not telling you to be Batel. Bring from last year. You can't bring Shemitah growths because you're not allowed to burn it. So bring from last year. So the Gemara says, "Beina Carmel Valeka." No, you need it to be Carmel. Carmel is fresh and soft. So you don't have that from last year. So Valesi be Carmel Dishtakid. No, why don't you bring from Carmel from last year? It was fresh when you cut it. It's got to be fresh when you bring it. It was fresh when you cut it. So the Gemara says, "No, that's not good enough." Amar Kra Carmel Takriv Beina Carmel B'Shas Hakrava Valeka. It has to be Carmel. It has to be soft and fresh in the moment of Hakrava. So therefore, you can't bring last year's. Period. What do you mean last year? Isn't that Yashan? That's Yashan! You have to bring for the Chadash, the Mishnah said. What, this is going like the Braisa Shita? What's Rabbi Rechama's suggestion? They have to can't bring it. So the, two answers. The Karanora says, maybe that's how he understands the Chiddush HaTorah. He's saying that the Chiddush HaTorah is that bring it from Chadash whenever you can. That means the other 6 years. And this year, bring it from Yashan. That's what the Karen Ora suggests. Says, Hechi Masi Asu Yemish Taken. What's his suggestion? He says, no, Dilma Tzarek Lekayim Shneim. Tenehi De Bishar Shnei Shavua. Te Efshalavi Menachadash. Maybe Dafka Menachadash. Aval Bishvias. Te Efshalavi Menachadash. Yekuyam HaMitzvah Lo Doros Echem. Gam Menach Yashan. They must say Amar Torah Menachadash. Hainu Bizman Shefshar. Aval Lohecha B'Dilav Zman Chadashu. So that's his suggestion. The Brisker Rav, though, says, no. A Charifus. Very, very Mistaver. Says, I have another option. I have another way. Again, what's his suggestion? Brick from last year? Maybe, says the Grizz, you could have something that grew last year, but grew after the Omer was brought. So it grew in year six, let's say, after the Omer was brought. So it was considered sixth year growths. But it wasn't matured by sixth year Omer. So it's still called Chadash, Lagabe, the Omer, even though it's called last year's fruits. That's what he means, bring last year's. Sorry? So you don't, the Chiddush is that you don't have to bring Shemitah produce. You don't have to bring Shemitah produce to Matir. You just have to bring something that's Usur because it was took root after last year's Chadash. That's his suggestion. So it doesn't have, it works, it solves both problems. It doesn't have Kedusha Shvias, so you can burn it, but it's after last year's Chodesh, so it can count for the mitzvah. That's what the Grizz says right here on page Membeis, in his Sefer on the Rambam. He says, Mishum the din chadash v'yashin shall omer, haray talim hoylat tvua heter omer alo. Tekosh shahuta kvar idea omer, de'esh takit have a yashin. Tekosh shalo ayadayin heter omer, mikri chadash. If it wasn't matured yet, the Hari Efsha Leos Shatfua Lohayala Dain Heter Omer Ubikolze Lohayaba Kedusha Shvias. You could come up with a middle case. Kigon Shoshusha Achra Omer Dish Takid Vigala Lefne Tishrei Dishvias. Dinechsheves Chadash Linyin Omer Ulinyin Shvias Nechsheves Mishana Shavra Kol Shevi Ashlish Lefne Rosh Hashanah Shal Shvias. That's the Gemara Shaila here. That's what Rabbi Bacham is asking. Beautiful. You don't have to come up with all the lundis. Just working at the when it grew. When it grew, it took root after last year's Omer, and it grew a third, it grew a shlish before this year's Shemitah. So it's not called Shemitah fruit, but it was not matured by the Chadash. That's the exact case. So says the, okay.
Why don't you say
Asi Doch Alos Asay? The Asay happens later. Or the Los Asay of, oh, it's an Isser Asay. Isser Asay, so you might not say Isser Asay. Usually Asay is knocking out us. Sorry?
The first one,
it's La'achla,
it's an
Asay. Right, the La'achla V'Lo'Lasreifa. So you can't, it's not an Asay. Usually when you have two Asays, it's an Oseg B'Mitzvah. It's Oseg B'Mitzvah, Padron HaMitzvah. That's what you usually say from by Asays. But are you allowed to violate an Isser Asay? Isser Asay? I don't know if that's, you say Oseg B'Mitzvah, Padron HaMitzvah. You usually don't say it by Isser Asays, unless you did an Isser Asay by Tzaka. There could be an Isser Asay by Tzaka. There's an Los Asay even by Tzaka. That's what we're trying to discuss there. How can you say Osik B'Mitzvah by Tzedakah? But you're right. So why wouldn't you say the Isser, when's the Mitzvah? The Mitzvah is the actual burning, and the Isser is the actual burning. You say it's at the same moment, so why don't you say Asi Dochalos Asay? Unless you would say that you don't have to. Right? We only say that, right? Abaya says in Shabbos, Kuflam Gimel, that you only say Asi Dochalos Asay when Efshar L'Kayim Shnehem. So maybe this is an option of Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. That's what he's saying.
Is that the Maskana here? That's because it's Carmel, it's the Efshar.
You need Carmel. You need Carmel, and therefore maybe it's the Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. The Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. Or like the Karen Ora says, that the Isser only applies when it's, right, the Efshar. That maybe you could say that's a Hutra approach to Asi Dochalos Asay. There is no Isser when you're doing the Mitzvah. Should we continue first? Okay, let's continue first a little bit more, and then we will go back to an important point on this Shomrei Svichen. Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Carmel Takriv. Carmel, you got something there? Carmel Takriv. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Reishis Kitzircha, Velo Sof Kitzircha. So we darshan. Okay, I don't have it here. Okay, so Rabbi Elazar darshins. What is it? Reishis Kitzircha. So it's got to be Reishis Kitzircha, Velo Sof Kitzircha. So we have a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. How do we darshan that it's got to be new and fresh? Rabbi Yochanan darshins it from the word Carmel Takriv. Rabbi Elazar says he darshan it from the word Reishis. So reishis kitzircha sof kitzircha. If you bring it from last year's produce, that's considered sof kitzircha from last year. You got to bring reishis kitzircha of every year. So most of Rabba says alas yokash v'mtakriv minchas bikurim b'minchas ha'omer kasa medaber. That pasuk is about the omer mehechani ba menasa orim. Omer comes from the first barley. Ata omer menasa orim eno ela menachitin. How do I know it's barley? Maybe it comes from wheat, just like the shealechem, just like most minchas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ne'amar aviv b'mitzrayim, v'ne'amar aviv l'doros. It says aviv in Mitzrayim, and it says aviv l'doros ma aviv amor b'mitzrayim se'orim. Just like the aviv, it says in Mitzrayim that was barley. Afs aviv amor l'doros in abalam in se'orim. So too, it is se'orim. Where did it say aviv in Mitzrayim? Where did it say it? By the makah barad. Kias se'ora aviv. Talked about the late blooming crops were the only ones that did not get destroyed there because they were still flexible. The hard ones were destroyed. Yes, so aviv. There it's so much saorim, and it says aviv. So just like there is saorim, so there is saorim. That is the Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he says no svara, not exera shava. Rabbi Akiva Omer, matzinu yachid shmevi chavasu menachitin or maybe chavasu menasaorim. We know that there are minchas yachids that are brought from wheat. That's 99% of them. And there's a minchas yachid brought from saorim. What's that? The minchas sota. That's the only one. The only two carbon minchas that come from barley. The minchas sota, which is a private carbon, and the minchas haomer. So, says Rabbi Akiva, you find a yachid that can bring barley, or it can bring wheat. So, avav sibur. So, sibur too. Maybe chavasa menachitin, or maybe chavasa menasaorim. It's gotta be the sibur also has that. Imata omer menachitin. So if you say that the omer is gonna be brought from wheat, lo matzina bet sibur, she maybe chavasa menasaorim. You're never going to have the parallel. You need to have the parallel between Yachin and Sibur. They both could bring wheat. They both could bring barley. And if you don't say this one's barley, there's no other choice. So that's why this one has to be barley. Davar acher or imata omer ba menachitim ein shtei alechem bikurim. One second. We just said before, if you, like it has to be racious kitzircha. And if you say the omer comes from wheat, then the shtei alechem a few weeks later won't be racious, won't be bikurim anymore because you'll have already brought wheat. So Alma Mishum Bikurimu. What do you see from that last line? This is the question. You see, the issue is Bikurim. It has to be the first. There's a Kash on Rabbi Yochanan that says it's from Carmel. Right? You look at the last three lines of Rashi. V'tziyuf to Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Carmel Takriv. The Mashma Shiachol Lakriv. Carmel Avabishin and Bikurim. So the second day that says Rashius. So tziyuf to. So it's a Kasha. Under such a bomb Kasha, he has a different way of, a different drasha. Rabbi Kiva has this. He was like, maybe the first opinion. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says tziyuf to. Okay. There's a big sugi here. We're talking, how do we get into this whole thing? We got into the whole discussion related to the Shomrei Svichin B'Shvias. Those who guard the Svichin, the Beis HaMikdash set up guards in order to allow some of the Omer to grow without being taken by the Aniyim. There's a huge, huge Machlokas Rishonim. Huge Machlokas Rishonim. If somebody guards their Shemitah field, they're not allowed to. You're not allowed to guard it. You have to leave it Hefker. What if I guard it? Does that aser the fruit? Does that aser the grain? It's a major machlokas Rishonim. Rashi in Sukkah Dachlam Betes, Rashi in Yevamis on the last stop, and then bring it, the last Amud Aleph in Yevamis has a story, and all the Rishonim over there try to figure out what the pshat of the story is. But many say it's talking about guarded Shemitah produce. And therefore, according to that, right, that's the topic of this big Tosfos here. Right, see, it says, so, Mesachas Yevamis Kuf Chavez in the second line of Tosfos. Right, so all, many Rishonim, the Sefer HaChinuch and the Ramban, they all say that they are not Ne'eser Ba'achila. It's an Isser to guard your Shemitah produce, but if it's Meshumar, it does not Aser the fruit. That is some Rishonim. But if you look there, Rashi quotes his Rebbeim, Rabosef Sharashi there at the end of Yevamis, or Tosfos there, or Tosfos here, Rabbeinu Tam all hold that no, they become Asur Bachila. They become Asur Bachila. Huge discussion, all the Achronim get into the action here. But the Shaila is, we'll just do with Tosfos. Tosfos says, if it's true that if you guard it, it becomes Asur, so how did the Beis HaMikdash do this? How do they do this? How do they guard it? How they guard it? It becomes Asur, and we know the rule is, the way Tosfos asked the question, look at the first two lines of Tosfos, V'yim Tomar, Heich Omer Bamin Amishumar, Habeinon Mimashke Yisrael. You have to bring Mimashke Yisrael, which means kosher food. You're only allowed to bring items that are kosher, that you're allowed to eat. Mimashke Yisrael. And here, if it becomes Nasar Ba'achila, because it's Mishumar, so how they do this? If it's an Issa Darais, if it's an Issa Darabanan, you can say, okay, Chazal said it's not Asr here, in this case for the Beis HaMikdash. But if it's an Issa Darais, like many we showed him hold, so how do you do? What do you do? So Tosfos first brings all the proofs. In the first next 25 lines, he quotes all the proofs that he holds that Mishumer is going to be also Daraisa. And then he goes back to the question, go to the second skin, medium line. Right, there's two medium lines. Go to the second medium line. V'im kein, heichi shar yahacha, lohavi omer, misvichim ha-mishumarim, ha-be'ina, mimashki yisrom, and amutu li-Yisrael. So what do you do? So Tosfos quotes three answers. Number one, V'yesh Lomar, second wide line. V'yesh Lomar, Dumida Raisa, Bitsira Dafka Asr, Avalachi L'Shari. Really, the only Isser is the harvesting of Mishumar. But once somehow got harvested, it's Mutter. Dekrabataras koanim bibitzira mairi, velo ba'achila. So the Isser is only bitzira, not achila. You could eat it if it gets, right, the Isser is harvesting it in the normal way. But if you don't do that, it's going to be Mutter to eat. And that's all you need for Mashke Yisrael. That's the Mutter to eat. Number one. The odes get to the end of the line. The od yesh lafareish, the shomri svichem dahacha, lo hayumone b'nei adam ilikach. These guards didn't say you can't come in. It wasn't guarded like that. That's what Mishumer is asar. They sat there, and then when the adiyim used to come, they used to say, you know what, we're going to plan to use this for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Omer. That's all they said. And then people would memela not come. They wouldn't not let them if they wanted to. They just used to tell them, you know what, we're really trying to use this for the Omer. Is that okay? But that's not physically guarded. That is guarded by what they said, kind of, indirectly. That's not called Meshumer for the Yisr. Beautiful answer. Right? That's not called Meshumer there. Number two. Number three is Inami, says Tosfos. Maybe one could suggest that even on a Daraisa level, you have this exception. Inami, says Tosfos, Kitzircha v'nezircha amarachmana. Didach in v'lo shel hektish. It becomes usur only for your own benefit. But for hektish, it is not going to be usur. That's not called yours. Nizircha. So therefore, on a Daraisa level, you have the exception. So the three answers given by Tosfos. Other answers also given. The Sfasema says, maybe the only usur mishumer is to guard the entire field. If you only guard one part of the field, that's not a problem. You only have to, only if you guard everything, if you close up shop totally. Okay, but this is a big issue. Many other answers given. The Rosh Hashir gives an answer, other answers, but we'll leave it at that. According to the first answer, so it could be that only regular Bitsira, just like on Shemitah we know, that only sometimes certain malachas are okay as long as you do it in an unusual way. So here too, it could be the Darai says only if you cut it in an unusual way, so then it could be okay. Weiter, second to last line. Tanan Haslam says in the Mishnah in Meseches Bikurim, third Mishnah in Bikurim. Ein Mevi'im Bikurim Chutz B'Shivas Aminim. Bikurim only applies to the Shivas Aminim. Trumosu Meisters Daraisa. We've said Machlokas. Some say it's only the Shivas Aminim that's arrived, but the Rambam says it applies to all fruit. And Rashi and Tosfos say it applies to Dug and Tirush V'Yitzar. And the Machlokas comes up many times, but Bikurim is only Shivas Aminim. And below. Mitzmarim Shebaharim, velo miperi Shebamakim. This is in the Mishnah there. And you don't bring it from mountain dates, and you don't bring it from valley fruit. Amar Ula, imhevi lo kidesh. And even if you did bring these inferior type of fruit, that's why you don't bring them, even if you try to bring Bikurim from these inferior type of fruit, it does not become sanctified with Kedushas Bikurim. Right, that is the statement of Ula. So again, the Mishnah said, you can't break it from here, and Ula goes one step further, and even if you did not become sanctified. So we're going to talk about that. Yosef, Rabba Vaka Amar Lala Hashmaitza. So Rabba said this statement of Ula over, that even if you tried, it doesn't work. Esve, Ravacha Barabba L'Rabba. So Ravacha asks, Karban Reishis. Shetehei Reishis L'Cholam Anachas. Karban Reishis, that has to be the first of all the Karbanos Mincha. Right, Rashi says, what's that pasuk talking about? Mashma Nami Ashtei Halachem. Right, even though the pasuk is written by Bikurim, right, but still, it's mashma also the Shtei Halachem, has to be Reishis. V'cheinu Omer, B'hakrifem Mincha Chadash Al Hashem B'Shavu Oseichem. As it says later on in Pinchas, that the Shtei Halachem has to be from the first grains, Ein Li El Chadash Shel Chitim. I only know that it's coming from the new wheat. Chadasha shel sa'or minayim. How do I know that even before you bring the Shtei Halachem, which is made out of wheat, you still are not allowed to bring any karbanis out of barley before that's brought. You're allowed to eat it yourself. The Omer matur that. But the shtialechem, as we know, matters karbanos in the mikdash. So how do I know that before you bring the shtialechem, you cannot bring any karbanos of mincha, private karbanos made out of barley, which means sota. That's the only one. Which means sota. So tamalomar chadasha chadasha. Imeinu inyan lechadasha shalchitim. Today inyan lechadasha shal saorim. It says chadasha two times. Vagrifra mincha chadasha. Vagrafta mincha chadasha. So that's how you know that even barley is asur to bring as a karbon before the shtei alechem is brought. Uminayin shetei kodemes lebikurim. How do I know that the shtei alechem have to be brought before bikurim? We know the shtei alechem is brought from shvuas. Shavuos to Sukkot, Sukkot to Chanukah, all the different time periods mentioned in the Mishnayos. How do I know, though, that the Shtei Alechem has to come first? Right, that's what the Mishnah says in Bikurim as well. Tamalomar v'chag Shavuos ta'aseh lecha Bikurei Ketzir Chitim. So we dash it from there. First, make it the Bikurei Ketzir Chitim, and then the Bikurim, make it the Bikurim of the Rashi explains the Drasha. You have to bring the Shtei Alechem first. V'ein li ela Bikurei Ketzir Chitim, Ketzir Sorim Minayin. How do we know by Sorim? Same question. Tamalomar v'chag ha-Ketzir Bikurei Masech Asher Tezra Basadeh. Anything in the Sadeh is going to be Asur until you bring the Shtei Halechem. Let's try to, we'll do this whole Brisa and then we'll make a comment. V'ein li ela Shetizra. I only know this is from what you planted. Alu me ale heminayin. How do I know even from what grows by itself is Asur before the Shtei Halechem? Tamalomar Basadeh. Anything in the Sadeh. V'ein li ela Basadeh me ala Rabos. How do I know to include? Shebigag. That you grow on your roof, v'sheba churva, or that grows in a churva, in a dilapidated, shady area, v'sheba atzitz, or in a flower pot, which is only drabat, if it's atzitz, pashas, nakuf, because that's still daraisa, v'sheba sfina, or in a boat, which might be connected to sitting on the ground. How do I know all of these are also aser, even though these are inferior, tamalomar, bikurei, kol asher ba'artsam, anything in your land. Continuing, and how do I know that it comes before Nisachim, before you bring the wine libations from the Chadash, you also have to bring the, everything goes by the Shtei Alechem in the base of Mikdash. Nemar kan, bikurei masechem, and nemar lahalon ba'asbuches masechem and asadeh, malahalon Nisachim upeiros ilan, just like there, it applies to all, afkan Nisachim upeiros ilan. End of the Braisa. What's the question? K'tani miya shebegag shebechorba shebeatze shebesmina. Included in here is that it's even comes before everything in the Gog and the Chorva, and all of those are inferior. All of those, if it sounds like you're bring Bikurim from them. But I thought, and the Ula said that the Mishnah says that you don't bring Bikurim from the dates of the mountains or the fruit of the valleys. And Ula said if you did, it doesn't work. It's not Kadosh. But doesn't this Brisa say that you bring it from these inferior types of places? Kasha. Answer, the Gemara says, no, Seif Asa L'Menachas. No, that line is talking about Minchas, not Bikurim. Not every line of this Brisa is talking about Bikurim. Some are bringing it talking about Minchas, where you can bring a regular Gemara Mincha from. So that's what it is talking about there. Stop there for a minute. There is a big discussion. It says that you're not allowed to bring the Bikurim before one brings the Shtei Halechem. So there's a big Shiloh. What about on Yontif itself? After you bring the Shtei Halechem, are you allowed to bring Bikurim to the base of Minchas that day? That day of Shavuos, there is a Shita Mekubetzes in Bechoros, on Daf Chav Vav Mabez, where the Shita Mekubetzes says, no. You're not supposed to bring Bikurim on Shavuos. When it says, Mishavuos ad Sukkot, ad Chanukah, it means rather starting from the day after Shavuos. And the Achronim wonder, why? Why can't you bring it on Shavuos? Right, the Brisker Rav talks about this. What's wrong with Shavuos? Well, you're worried about Shema Yavirenu. So it's Yontif. Yontif is not Shabbos. Don't worry about any Hotzah issues. So, what are you worried about? So the Ma'arit al-Ghazi, the great Mefarshim on Bechora says, Shema kavanas hashid mekubetzes hirak lenin lechadchila. Maybe lechadchila you shouldn't. Why? Because the Rambam says that every time you bring Bikurim, you have to bring a carbon with it. And that's not a carbon chova they have to bring today. So you're not going to be able to bring the carbon if you bring the Bikurim on Shavuos. So you're going to lose the chance to bring the carbon, so maybe that's why. But yeah, but if you brought it, you brought it. But maybe that's the suggestion, not actually on Shavuos. But again, that is an important point to know, though, that lahalacha, one has to bring the Shtei Alechem even before the Bikurim. Right? The Mishnah says there, the Gemara didn't quote the continuation of the Mishnah, but that third Mishnah in Bikurim says, Ein mevim Bikurim kodim latzaris, you can't bring Bikurim before Shavuos. Anshe har tzvoim heviu Bikurim kodim latzaris v'lo kivlo mehem. People try to bring it, and they didn't accept it from them. V'lo kivlo mehem. They send it back. That the Shtei Alechem has to be first, right? They sent it back. This talks about there. Why did they accept it? Why did they keep it there? The halacha, though, we don't pass on like that. And it quotes the Mefarshim quote that the Rambam, the halacha is bikurim beis vav, that if somebody brings bikurim beforehand, but the eved, you do accept it and you just leave it. You'll leave it until Shavuos. But the art shaila was not bringing it on Shavuos or not. This is an interesting machlokas Rambam Raivit. I'll just mention it, and I'll mention that the Achronim discuss it. The Rambam and the Raivit discuss in Hilchas Bikurim, Ein Mevim Bikurim Kodem Matzeres, Vim Hevi Ein Mekabla Mimenu, Ela Yanicham, what we just said, Acha Tavi Atzeres V'Yikra Aleihem. Right, you gotta leave it, just leave it there. You put it on the side, put it in the cubby. We'll deal with it in a week. And the chain ein mivim bikurim achar Chanukah. Also, you don't bring bikurim after Chanukah. Sha bikurim she bichru achar Chanukah. Harehin chashuvin mishana haba'a. V'yaniach osan ad achar atzeres. Anything that takes root after Chanukah is considered next year's, and you have to leave it until Shavuos of the following year. Ravid eich yitachin ze. Valo Chanukah kodem shvadu. V'ushana she'avra. So what are you talking about? If it takes fruit after Chanukah, v'nir ali mipnei shaperos shemevakar machar Chanukah, einon ela psoles haperos, v'atorah amra meireshes, v'dinam kateinim suros, umnukavos. Says the Rabbi, you don't have to bring it after Chanukah. You know why? Because it's inferior. You're not chayiv and bikurim in those. The Rambam says if stuff grows after Chanukah, next year's. Huge chiddush. Next year's is before Tu B'Shvat. Chanukah's a Kislev. Kislev Tevi Shvat is 2 months earlier. So that is a huge chiddush of the Rambam. If you look in the Torah Zra'im on the Mishnah in Bikurim, he tries to discuss this machlokas Rambam Raivin. Okay, Vaiter. So let me just say that the line in the Mishnah about the inferior types of fruit is referring to Menachas, not to Bikurim. Maskav l'Ravada Rava, third to last skinny line. Ihachi, hainu tesiv kaltar beveischa yochal oso. But what do you mean? The following pasuk that the Brisa referring to the Psukim says, any tar beveischa, anybody could eat it. Vi Menachas l'zichekunu du misachlen. But if the psukim we're talking about menachis, only the male kohanim can eat it. That's kachim kachim. Can't see any tar, anybody who's tahar. So Amar Misharshi, trait to require ksivi. There's 2 psukim written. Lecha tihyeh, to you specifically, kohanim, viksiv kol tar beveischa yochal oso. Haketza kabi bikurim kabi menachis. Fit in each pasuk. The one that says everybody can eat it, that's talking about bikurim. I'm sorry, that's talking about, right. That's talking about all of the other the leftover grains after you matir. What's limited to you, lachati, only the kohanim. That's talking about the menachas. Ravashi, Yamar Kulim Menachas. Ravashi says you can also say the whole thing is talking about menachas. V'seifa dekras on the lachmi toda. What's the seifa talking about? If it's all talking about menachas, there is one mincha that's kache kalim, and that's the lachmi toda. And the El Nazir may be also a part of it, but even though most menachas are kachi kachim, these lachamim are kachi kalim. Biplukta is like kitanoi. Really, this whole issue of ula is a machlokas amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mhevi Loki. This Rabbi Yochanan says if you brought these inferior types, they do not become sanctified. Rish Lakish Amar Mhevi Kidesh. If you do, it is kadosh. Nasek a kachish b'kachim. It's like you brought. What if you bring a carbon? You bring a weakling type of carbon. You don't know that as a carbon. Of course they do. So to here, it's still kadosh. Bish l'mal reish lakish kedamar taima. Reish lakish explains himself that it's like kachosh b'kachim el Rabbi Yochanan my taima. According to Rabbi Yochanan, why does he say that if you bring these lokidesh, amar abalazar, Rabbi Yochanan chazoy b'chalom, milsam al yisa, amina. What does that mean? So Rashi seems to say that Rabbi Yochanan told him this answer in the dream. Chazoy b'chalom. First word line of Rashi, l'metar t'lo milsei shapir. Rabbi Yochanan Shita, I'm trying to explain. So he came to me in a dream and told me what his far is. Rashi, the Ksav Yad, 5 words to the bottom, says, no. Rabbi Yochanan appeared to me in a dream. So that's a simen tov, that what I'm going to say is good. Because like it says in the last paragraph in Brachas, if you see this in a dream, it's an omen for this, it's an omen for that. If you see an elephant, if you see this, if you see a great person in a dream, that's a good omen that you're going to give a great shot today. So, either way. So, maybe we'll start tomorrow talking about passing from dreams, which has come up in the past. So, achayzor nechalom, milsav ayis amina. So, I saw in a chalom. So, you might say, how do you read this? Is it 2 phrases or 1? So, I saw in a dream. So, therefore, I'm going to say something good. Amar kra, mei reishis, v'lo kol reishis. Mei artzacha, v'lo kol artzacha. That's his drasha. So, not everything. V'reish lakish, hay artzacha, mei avile. What does he use that for? Rabbi Omer, Nemer Kan Aretz, Venemer Lahalan Aretz, Malahalan Shevach Aretz, Avkan Shevach Aretz, only Shevach Aretz, and not the inferior types. V'idach Eretz Me Eretz, he knows that from Eretz Me Eretz, V'idach Eretz Me Eretz, Lo Mashmalei, period. So we went through some of the drushes. Tomorrow we will start. I just want to stop a little early today because I want to make sure to get to shul. I think it's starting regular time today, right? But tomorrow we will start talking about in a dream. Pasuking from dreams. The Gemara Sanhedrin talks about what happens if you have your father comes to you in a dream and says, there's money buried in this spot, but it's Meiser Sheni money. Or there's money buried in this spot, but it belongs to so-and-so. And you go and you find the money. You go and you find the money. It's exactly there where your father told you it is. Do you have to trust him also that it's Meiser Sheni money? Do you have to trust him and give it to your neighbor? Or tough luck, you don't pass it from dreams. So, thank you very much. Even though there's an umdana that, you know what, he told me, so it's probably true. Why would he make it up? But we pass up say, divrei chalamos lamalav lamoridin. So that's how we pass in, says the Gemara. I'll just read this Gemara in Sanhedrin. Harisha roas avit, no, next one. Harisha mitztara moshi niach lo aviv. Vibo bala chalom bar malo kach vakachin b'malkam ploni hein, shom maiser sheni hein, zehaya maisa v'amru. And therefore they could keep the money. Wow. Pretty amazing. But that is Shiloh. We'll talk more about other cases where Poskim did or did not Paskin from dreams. Everybody should have a good in Yom Yerushalayim. The Bimodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that for what he has given us, and this Paral Asilovo that he gives us the Yerushalayim Habanuya.